This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The dead have ears and hearts, apparently. And that's what the message of Insidious 3 is that you can contact the place where the dead people are. So if you talk to a dead person, in this case, the actress playing Quinn Brenner, tries to contact her deceased mother for advice as she graduated from college and wants to get into an acting school. And she sort of is flubbing her lines, and she reaches out, and then what she touches base with is actually a dark, sinister world where lots of dead people are hanging out. And not necessarily the nice ones will come contact with, which is sort of a metaphor for the occult in general and the impetus to try to reach out and touch base with that, which is the unknown, is part of what the underlying psychology of the Insidious franchise and the Conjuring franchises have sort of done. And that's director James Wan and co-creator Lee Wannell, who writes and directs this version of it, have been playing upon that, and it's the anxiety of reaching out into the unknown. And so sort of trying to go to what you don't know and the fear about what you might find. So it's sort of a counterphobic story about the fear of knowledge. Dead people in and of themselves are not scary, but I guess you could find out things that would scare you about dead people that you don't know if you thought about dead people. So really, in some ways, it's a fear of history, since the dead exist in the past, and especially the dead people that you don't know about, it really exists in the past that you haven't learned about. This is a cautionary tale about learning history. And interestingly enough, in the Insidious franchises, there's inevitably a camera, a sort of mini Ghostbusters-like crew that comes in and uses a camera to sort of look, as in Paranormal Activities, to look for sort of paranormal activity. And what they find sort of helps them conquer the demons. And so there is a sort of celebration of modern technology. The millennials have their place in that. The incessant capturing of everything on camera somehow kind of negates the learning. So really what you have is a cautionary tale, Rear Window style, about the fears of learning too much. And in fact, the character in this sits in bed with two broken legs, like Rear Window, reading books. And it is only by capturing stuff on camera that she's freed from what she learns in the books.